After arriving in New York, Polish immigrant Eva must provide for her ill sister, and soon falls under the thumb of charming thug Bruno, who forces her into a life of prostitution. But when she falls for a magician, her fortunes may turn. This is The Immigrant with Joseph Fizzoni, A Dilettante. The American dream. What exactly does that entail? Is it live in coffins or homes as FDR prescribed it? Or is it something much more transcendent than meager human subsistence away from the wretches of the wild? A land of opportunity and the pursuit of happiness is much deeper than warmth from the coldness. Yet achieving this happiness is not guaranteed. And here, Eva, the protagonist, is hit hard with that reality the moment she is off the boat. I find The Immigrant to be too melodramatic. It tries too hard to concoct a fantasy clockwork world of tragedy. Though in itself still serviceable toward unveiling truth, the artifice is at times too distracting, eliminating one's suspension of disbelief. Murphy's Law is in full force here, seesawing Eva around even before she set foot in America. One must recognize, however, that all the misfortune she succumbs to in America is a product of her lack of planning to succeed. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail, as it is said. By wishing that simply showing up on the shores of New York she would find peace and happiness, she neglected to anticipate anything else. I bring this up because the story signifies the importance of wisdom and its application to human life. Wise people make beyond intelligent decisions. Intelligence can be thought of as making the plan, but wisdom inspires the rightful application of intelligence to begin with. And here, Eva and her sister lacked any by coming to the shores empty-handed. It made her vulnerable to being taken advantage of and exploited. The only asset she did have was her beauty, and this is what the primary actuator was in the entire narrative. She is the object of every man's desire. Unfortunately, there is not much in understanding the fascination with her, for there is very little emotional bonding depicted to suggest the development of romantic pursuits. Through her bondage, she begins to appreciate the hand of God and how it moves people in directions they may not want, but necessarily need, for their spirits to grow. And here, she was delivered to a tormented soul who held her captive but had only the best of intentions for her. This is actually a genuinely true statement. It was either her deportation or her sole chance at opportunity in America provided by Bruno. Prostitution was the only way she could survive. He became obsessed with her, however, and it ruined his entire life. His routine of bad decision-making inevitably caught up with him. Eva forgives him and utters lastly that everyone can be saved, even him. Grade B+. This has been The Immigrant with Joseph Fizzoni, A Dilettante.